African-American ministers have begun mixing faith with finance. With help from the Rainbow Push Coalition, some are using the pulpit to teach parishioners how to climb out of debt and into a more secure financial state. Dina Temple Raston went to Calvary Baptist Church in Queens, New York, to talk to some parishioners who have taken ownership of their financial futures.
Drive through the Jamaica section of Southeast Queens on any Sunday, and the air is filled with the sound of gospel music. This is a place where roadside churches outnumber grocery stores. And behind the red brick walls of Calvary Baptist Church, there's a small economic revolution taking shape. For more than a year, elders at Calvary Baptist have been preaching not just the power of faith, but the importance of finance to the faithful seated in the pews. Fridays at the church begin with Bible study and end with seminars on debt management and investing. Craig Sutherland, a 38-year-old financial planner, teaches one of the evening classes.
We thought it would be a great opportunity to create sort of a ministry or a program to help and also to give the people the information they need to sort of straighten out or help straighten out some of their financial issues.
Traditionally, the church has been a cornerstone in minority communities, and it has held concentrations of both individual and collective wealth. So it became the logical place to educate members about bad credit, savings, and investment. Fenimore Fisher, one of the directors of the Thousand Churches Connected project, says African Americans need to change their thinking about finances so they can take advantage of boom markets, credit card deals, and low-interest mortgages.
We really are trying to make a key topic at dinner tables, at family meetings, during one-on-one conversations with kids, financial planning. These are key topics that are going to lead towards economic empowerment. And we feel very strongly that the church is truly the most effective venue to do that.
Over the past decade, about 82% of whites invested in the markets, while only 64% of African Americans did. About 40% of African Americans own their own homes, compared with 72% of whites. Gloria Bennett Blocker, who graduated from one of Calvary Baptist's financial literacy classes, began saving for a house a year ago.
And the class was absolutely fantastic. It helped you in many ways in regards to money management and what to do with your credit and how to clear your credit, paying your bills in the right manner, right time, and also budgeting, which was very important.
While the 90s boom closed the income gap, black salaries still lag behind those of whites. African Americans also tend to support more family members in a single household. Add that to a lack of understanding of how, for example, credit works, and you have a population that's prone to credit problems. For churches, financial literacy is a boon. As Calvary Baptist Reverend Victor Hall explains it, churches get a boost from members who are more financially secure.
In the long run, it's a blessing to the church that they have an offering or a tithe to bring, you know, when they can pay their bills and keep food on the table and that kind of thing.
It was in a bid to make a contribution to her church that drove Celeste Glenn, who works for the City of New York, to sign up for a financial literacy course a year ago.
Around that time, Pastor Hall was really talking about tithing. In order for you to tithe, to give 10% of your gross income, you need to be able to manage your money.
Even without financial literacy classes, Sunday services at Calvary Baptist can be an all-day affair. At a recent 72nd anniversary celebration, worship began at 7 a.m., and many parishioners were still there 2 meals and 9 hours later. With an estimated 65% of African Americans attending church each week, it's clear why advocacy groups like Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are seizing on the powerful combination of faith and finance. For NPR News in Jamaica, Queens, I'm Dina Temple Raston.